Zach, this is dictating on Joseph Doherty. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Doherty is D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. D-O-H-E-R-T-Y. Date of birth is 12-12-62. Date of visit is 12-10-24. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Dr. Yu Ho Wong. That is Yu Ho H-O Wong, H-W-O-N-G. Yu Ho Wong. Next paragraph. Dear Yu, thank you for sending Joseph Doherty for primary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 61-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking and history for COPD. Was recently sent for a chest CT on on 11/4/24, which showed a right upper lobe nodule enlarging and measured 13 by 10 millimeters in comparison to a 9 millimeter prior exam. There was also an adjacent satellite nodule increased in size. The patient was then sent for a CT-guided needle biopsy. Of the right upper lobe nodule, which was performed on 11/25/24. The CT needle biopsy reportedly showed benign alveolar lung tissue with respiratory bronchiolitis, and no malignancy was seen. The patient presently has no hemoptysis, denies weight loss, and denies any significant chest pain. He has smoked a pack per day for more than 40 years. The I'm sorry, he has a cough and has mild wheezing. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of multiple neck surgeries 12 years ago. And had repairs of the C C-spine from C4 to C7 and placement of rods and screws. He also has had a history for an MI and cardiac stenting 6 years ago. He has had hernia repairs on the left and the right inguinal areas. The patient has depression and he has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, next paragraph, allergies to tetracycline and Elevil. Next paragraph. Oh, can you please add in the past history? The patient also has a past history for COPD and congestive heart failure and chronic weakness of the right arm and right leg from degenerative disc disease and has coronary artery disease and history of ankle fracture on the right and history for radiculopathy from C6 to 7. He also has had left mid finger amputation and colonoscopies. Next paragraph, med list included enalapril 2.5 milligrams daily and trazodone 50 milligrams HS, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, hydrocodone 10 milligrams PRN, gabapentin 600 milligrams TID, and aspirin 1 daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and sildenafil 100 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer, mother is alive in good health. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no double vision cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency burning or flank pains. He has some shortness of breath and occasional cough or wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, black stools, or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, no leg swelling. And denies arm pain or calf muscle pains. He has no depression or anxiety. No easy bruising or bleeding gums. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And he has headaches and numbness of the extremities and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125 by 70, pulse 80, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 165, saturation 95. HEND are non-phallic, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Multiple lung nodules. Etiology, undetermined. Number 2 is COPD with emphysema. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And Next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And he will be seen by his oncologist this coming week. A follow-up CT chest will be requested next month. And if there is any significant increase in the size of the lesion, a bronchoscopy with navigational bronchoscopy will be planned with biopsy. We will also add steatorespimat, 2 puffs once a day. And a copy of his recent labs will be requested. The patient was advised to refrain from smoking and use a nicotine patch. Follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Yu Ho Wong, M.D. U-Y-U Ho H-O Wong, W-O-N-G, M.D. Thanks.